You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G., saying welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. It's been a while since we've done the podcast here from our palatial studios at iHeartMedia, but we're going to try and survive. We're going to try and bear out the roughness of not being in the home studio today to talk with you about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And tip-off time set for 3.5 hours from as the recording of this podcast. And we have some good news today. We'll talk about Nerlens Noel getting back with the Oklahoma City Thunder and what that means for the team. Also, I'll tell you if we're going to see Alex Abrines at all the rest of this season. I certainly have an opinion on that, which could possibly go up in flames at about 6:45 tonight. But I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Then we'll talk about something that I think could get pretty funny in the next couple of days. And that is the NBA is going to let you, the fan, converse with referees during games. Now, it's obviously not going to be the refs calling the games, but you'll have an opportunity to tweet referees during random games this year, and I'll tell you what I think Thunder fans are going to say, and maybe even a few players on the Oklahoma City Thunder, and just the whole idea of interacting with refs. And finally, things are about to get a whole lot worse in the Western Conference as Boogie Cousins is set to return for the Golden State Warriors, hasn't played all year. He's about to come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the All-Star voting, because right now Paul George would start, Steven Adams and Russell Westbrook wouldn't, but they would make it. But Giannis and LeBron are the guys who will be picking the teams right now. Is there any chance we could see Paul George, Steven Adams, and Russell Westbrook get split up, and how much fun would that be? We'll talk about it all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name is Eric G. Thank you very much for joining me today. I work for 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I am a credentialed member of the media, and I've been lucky enough to cover the Thunder now for 5 years. Man, 5.5 years. And I am very excited about tonight's game because the Lakers are in town, and I always get pumped up for that. But I do want to tell you that if you like this podcast, there's a few ways to get it. You can always subscribe on iTunes and by going to Locked On Podcast or LockedOnThunder.com. Or you don't even have to subscribe. You can just go to your smart speaker and say, Alexa, play Locked On Thunder Podcast. Or, hey, Google, play Locked On Thunder Podcast. And it's right there. It's the Locked On Thunder Podcast, all part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Good news for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Alex Abrines is expected to play tonight. He is out of the concussion protocol, and I don't see where there's going to be any restriction minutes for him. As a matter of fact, I think I read there's not going to be any restriction minutes for Nerlens Noel. What I am interested in seeing, though, is what that does to Abdul Nader's minutes, because they've increased over these last few games. And I thought this guy's played well. He's a little roller coaster the first few times that the Thunder had him in, but I thought he played really well maybe the last couple of times we've had an opportunity to see him play. Even if you weren't necessarily thrilled with the offensive output in every single game that he's played, what you have seen from Abdul Nader is gradual progression, which is about what you can expect from any NBA player when he's not getting regular minutes the way that Abdul Nader has not been getting since he's been here with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm also anxious to see, since Patrick Patterson had a pretty good game a couple of nights ago, what this does for him. And do we see Patrick Patterson and Abdul Nader get yo-yoed? Or do we see Patrick Patterson get his usual minutes that he was getting prior to Nerlens Noel getting hurt, because now Billy Donovan and this organization have faith that Patrick Patterson is going to turn things around? I don't necessarily believe that. I think what Patrick Patterson did was an anomaly. I still don't trust him all that much, But I could see where Billy Donovan would want to get him out on the court and let him continue to play and work through any issues he had, because you're going to trust a veteran a lot more than you're going to trust a rookie at that in this particular spot. But sometimes, as we saw with as we've seen with certain guys around here, let me just put it that way, Anthony Morrow being the one that comes to mind, is sometimes you just kind of have to give up on that veteran, and you have to just take a step back and go ahead and go with the rookie and let them go through their growing pains. And maybe that's what happens. Maybe that's what happens with Abdul Nader. I say a lot of maybe because we all have to see this flesh out here in the next few games. The other thing I want to get to is Alex Abrines is still listed as out. And I know both he and Nerlens Noel did practice with the team yesterday, and it was looking like Alex Abrines could possibly be on his way back. He's missed 11 games. But I'm getting to the point where I'm almost convinced that we're not going to see Alex Abrines play at all the rest of the season. Now, maybe I'm insane for saying that. And tonight when Billy Donovan is asked the question about who's available, he says that Alex Abrines is available, and then we see Alex Abrines back in the lineup. He did go with the team to Atlanta, which you assume that that is a good sign, but the Thunder have been very cagey with all this. The Thunder haven't told us jack, and that has to make you wonder, one, exactly what is wrong with Alex Abrines, especially if you won't tell us, and two, if it's something that can be repaired, especially if it's a mental situation. If Alex Abrines has some sort of hangup that he can't get over, and it just feels like he is not going to be a guy that can work well within the Oklahoma City Thunder system, or he's gotten on the outs with some players, some of his teammates, he's gotten on the outs with somebody from the coaching fan or people in the front office, then we may in fact not see Alex Abrines this entire year. And as long as Terrence Ferguson keeps playing well, and as long as Hamidou Diallo keeps playing well, and if there's even the remote chance that Andre Roberson is going to come back, that doesn't leave a whole lot of playing time for Alex Abrines and his 5-point-something points per game this year. And you can only have so many defensive specialists on your team, and the Thunder have one. The Thunder have the one that they need in Andre Roberson, who is a bona fide vet in the NBA. And that's not to say Alex Abrines isn't a veteran, but you need Alex Abrines to do a lot more than he's doing. And if Alex Abrines can't be counted on, then I'm all right with the Thunder sitting him out the rest of this season. Because for as good as his defense is, his responsibility is being a 3-and-D guy. And if you can only give me half of that, if you can only give me the defensive end, you can't give me the three, then I don't need you on the court. Because I've got a Terrence Ferguson who's shown that he's got more offensive firepower than you this year. And the one or two games that Alex Abrines has had isn't enough for me to justify keep running him out there. I've got Hamidou Diallo, who's an up-and-coming player, and I got Andre Roberson on the way back. I am having a hard time figuring out just where Alex Abrines figures into the rotation, what exactly he gives the Oklahoma City Thunder. And maybe that's what this all comes down to, is that the Thunder realize that Alex Abrines doesn't give them much. And because he has played so inconsistently this year, his trade value is going down. They can't trade him. They can't play him. They don't really know what to do with him. So, hey, you might as well bench him. Tell Alex you're not going to play him. We'll tell everybody it's personal reasons. And then maybe when the season ends, we find a good trade partner and we're able to ship you off someplace where you might actually be able to contribute. And knowing Sam Presti, he's going to very slyly and in somewhat underhanded way figure out how to get a player back from whichever team he trades from for Alex Abrines that might be able to contribute to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Even if it's just for a brief period of time, Sam Presti's pretty good at pulling that off, finding those one or two guys that contribute while getting rid of what a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder fans would deem as trash. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming up next here on LOT. We're going to talk about the idea of you interacting with referees and just how Thunder fans might handle getting a chance to tweet at NBA refs during actual games. It's all coming up here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. We've got another episode of Locked On Sooners available as well. You can find that on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play Locked On Sooners podcast. Or, hey, Google, play Locked On Sooners podcast. Both part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up tomorrow on the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and preview this now. We'll talk a little bit about Royce Young's article on Steven Adams and just about what people around the league are saying about Steven Adams. And is the article any more indicative of what Steven Adams needs to be? Meaning, is because Steven Adams got this article, are we any closer to seeing him be the major star that we all know that Steven Adams can be? So that's food for thought tomorrow, just a preview of what's coming up. And of course, obviously, we'll be talking a little bit about this game with the Los Angeles Lakers that's set to tip off here in about 3 hours in Oklahoma City. Hey, if you've always wanted to bitch at an NBA ref, now you've got your opportunity. All you have to do is during Monday's GSW Lakers game, and then again on Wednesday, San Antonio Spurs Philadelphia 76ers game, you'll get an opportunity to tweet official NBA refs. Just, it's at official NBA refs. Use the hashtag ref watch party, and then you can ask them questions throughout the game. And the first thing I thought of is, man, if Oklahoma City Thunder fans get an opportunity to do this, first of all, it would be much better if the Thunder were actually playing this game and you got the opportunity to interact with refs who will actually have access to the replay center in Secaucus, New Jersey, which I can already just hear it in my head where, if you've got access to the replay, man, why can't you just take a look and see that I'm right? But Thunder fans have been complaining all season long about Russell Westbrook and Paul George not getting star treatment. This is your opportunity to ask officials about both of those guys and why they don't get the treatment that they deserve when you compare them to every single other star in the NBA. And if you're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, I don't know how you can't take advantage of this. This is one of the best gifts you have ever been given by the association. The only thing that's even close to you getting the opportunity to talk to real referees during a game is getting the team in and of itself. Because this is your chance to pick their brain. I mean, I will tell you, as a member of the media, we don't even get to talk to the refs after a game. And if it happens, I don't know if you knew this or not. Maybe I'm telling you something you already know, but maybe you didn't know it. If there's anything that happens and the ref needs to be asked questions, then you assign a pool reporter to go ask one particular referee about things that happen. And we can give the questions, whether or not they get asked, whether or not they get answered, is something that we just have to wait and see. Which is kind of annoying, and I've said this all along. I really do believe that referees deserve the same treatment as coaches or players, where if coaches or players are going to be asked to put their jobs on the line every night when they play, then shouldn't referees be asked to put their job on the line as well? And if I'm going to have to sit in an interview room and I'm going to ask a coach or a player questions about the game went, which when you think about it, just think about this for a second. I'm gonna give Russell Westbrook a little ammunition here. When you think about the interaction that media has with players and coaches, it's somewhat arrogant of me to be asking them about their job, especially if it comes across in an accusatory way, because I've never coached a game of basketball in my life. I don't even think that I've coached Little League or Church League or intramural basketball. I'm trying to think if I was drunk one time and had the opportunity to coach intramurals because there was nobody left to do it, and I don't think that ever came up. But I'm going to sit here and question Billy Donovan, or I'm going to sit here and question Greg Popovich about a particular call they made or why did they do this. I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. But in a sense, when you think about it, I can't really recall, well, I guess politics. I guess you get to ask politicians about their jobs all the time. But it is, to me, when I think about it out loud, it's kind of strange for someone who's never done it to be asking someone how it's supposed to be done or have an opinion on supposed to be done. But until somebody tells me any different that I can't do it, I'm going to continue to do just that. But this is your opportunity now to go ask these officials why they made a certain call, why they did a particular thing. And I can already see it now. Russell Westbrook and Paul George can set up burner accounts. Paul George should set up several burner accounts from not his phone. You don't want to do it from his phone, but you set up a bunch of burner accounts from other people's devices, computers, phones, whatever, and then just ask all these questions about yourself, why you're not getting the particular calls, and see if the refs eventually answer it. You know what? I think they will. I think the refs will answer him. Hey, why didn't Paul George get star treatment? I don't know. Russell Westbrook could ask, why am I getting so many technical fouls? This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you very much for joining us. Thunder will play the Lakers coming up tonight, and we'll talk a little bit more about the All-Star game and that dreadful first half that the Oklahoma City Thunder had against the Atlanta Hawks. All that's coming up here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. You're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and available at LockedOnPodcast.com. All you have to do to get the Locked On Thunder podcast is just go to LockedOnPodcast.com and subscribe, or go to your smart speaker and say, Alexa, play Locked On Thunder podcast, or, hey, Google, play Locked On Thunder podcast, and it's right there, the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. NBA All-Star voting numbers have been released right now. Paul George would be a starter. Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams still need some help. And LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo would be the guys that would be picking the teams. And I just wonder, if Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Steven Adams, if all three end up getting to go to the All-Star game, would there be a situation where Giannis and LeBron try and split these guys up? I would do my best to split up Draymond and Kevin Durant, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Like, anybody, anytime you have an opportunity to break up teammates, especially teammates with really good chemistry, you should do it in the All-Star game just to see how things play out. Let's just see how hard these guys will play against each other. It is the All-Star game. I mean, if we're being completely honest, it's the All-Star game, and chances are these guys aren't going to play very hard against each other. But how cool would it be to see Russell Westbrook and Paul George kind of go one-on-one for a while, see if they would guard each other, see if they would do some iso ball against each other? Sign me up for that. I'd be down to watch that, watch these two go at it. I'd be down to watch Steven Adams get an opportunity to block Russell Westbrook if he's driving the lane and either looking and going up for a dunk or possibly shooting. Although I would think that if you were to block one of Russell Westbrook's shots and you were Steven Adams and you were to make him look bad in the All-Star game, it would then thus turn out bad for you inside the Thunder locker room. But these are the things that my warped mind is thinking of right now, is just how every one of these scenarios could possibly play out for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And tonight for Oklahoma City, you hope they play a hell of a lot better than they did that first half against the Atlanta Hawks. And I got to think they will. I got to think that the Thunder are going to play much better tonight against the Lakers than they did Atlanta, if for nothing other than pride and to really just get back on the winning track and get themselves out of this funk. It's also going to help that Nerlens Noel is back. But when I think back to that game against Atlanta on Tuesday night and just how flat Oklahoma City came out, probably one of those things that shouldn't surprise me all that much. I think it still does when NBA teams come out that flat and they're not as good as they could be right from the jump. It still does surprise me quite a bit, but maybe I shouldn't. Maybe with an 82-game grind, I should sort of look at it as, okay, it's 1 of 82. They played bad, and even though the Thunder haven't been exactly world beaters over their last few games, you got a chance to right that wrong tonight against the Laker team, who is, a game and a half out of the playoffs right now? I mean, looking at the Thunder, they're 5-5 in their last 10. Thunder 5-5 in their last 10. And they're still in third place in the Western Conference. Four games behind Golden State. And something tells me that gap's going to widen quite a bit as the rest of this season rolls on. And the gap between Denver and Golden State is going to widen as well. Simply because Golden State is getting DeMarcus Cousins back. And there really isn't anybody in the Western Conference who has an answer for DeMarcus Cousins other than the New Orleans Pelicans, and that is with Anthony Davis. I guess he could end up with the Lakers by the time the trade deadline rolls around. But you get Boogie back, it's just going to make Golden State that much better. They're in first place now. And it kind of feels like the return of Boogie and them sensing that you're in the second half of the season, the All-Star breaks right around the corner, so is the trade deadline, that we'll see Golden State throw it into another gear. And Steve Kerr can sit here and say all he wants that, this is the real NBA, and what Golden State was doing was the anomaly, that wasn't the norm, and we're going to fall back to the pack. Well, now it kind of feels like Golden State is going to surge ahead of the pack over these next few games. And, hey, congratulations to the Boston Celtics for a nice win over the Raptors. And, hey, Celtics fans, welcome to what we in the Thunder rooting base have known for a while, which is sometimes good teams play down to their competition or they play up to it, and you guys are just now figuring it out. As far as Kyrie Irving goes, calling LeBron James, apologizing to him, good move. I'm going to say it's a little late, probably something that should have happened in Cleveland, but hey, you still made the call, you still apologized, maturity is maturity, and now you have to take that maturity and go be a leader for your team and help the Boston Celtics be what they're supposed to be, which is, at worst, the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. That wraps up today's Locked On Thunder. I'm Eric G. I thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down the game with the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a Friday episode, and then we'll have a Saturday episode as well of Locked On Thunders. We get you ready for the game with the 76ers. So two more episodes this week coming your way, and until such a time, I wish you nothing but the best. Be excellent to each other. Everybody love everybody, and of course, peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.